Come, let us sing to Adonai, the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Behold the Lamb of God, Alleluia, who takes away the sins of the world, Alleluia. First uttered, first conceived and named, by love unbounded, unrestrained, before all else that came to be, light, dark, and silence overcame. Without this nothing could endure, yet through it all life came to be. Light's energies by God unleashed would birth each world and galaxy. A lone apt symbol for the One, beyond all image and all form, pervading all yet uncontained, of all that God has made firstborn. The fire within the burning bush, the radiance seen on Moses' face, the guide that led the Magi forth, Mount Tabor's brilliant, dazzling grace. Light, pulse of everything alive, from rainbow to the sun's fierce rays, from fireflies to the farthest star, you manifest God's hidden ways. Amen. More glorious than the surgings of the sea, Adonai is glorious on high. Adonai, you reign with glory, draped in splendor, robed with might. You have girded yourself with the power of love. The world you made firm, it will not be shaken. Even so, your reign is eternal, for your love has existed forever. Onward roll the waves, O Holy One. Onward the waters lift their voices. Onward like a fury of thunder. Greater than the roaring of the waters, more glorious than the surging of the sea, your love is glorious on high. Your decrees are firm and worthy of trust. The beauty of holiness and worship fills your dwelling place forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. More glorious than the surgings of the sea, Adonai is glorious on high.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose.
The Spirit of Adonai is upon me, For I am sent to bring good news to the poor. The Spirit of Adonai is upon me, for I am sent to bring good news to the poor. I will proclaim liberty to all who are oppressed, for I am sent to bring good news to the poor. The Spirit of Adonai is upon me, for I am sent to bring good news to the poor. Jesus began to preach and say, "Wake up and change directions, for the reign of heaven is at hand. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen." Jesus began to preach and say, "Wake up and change directions, for the reign of heaven is at hand."
That all who follow the Lamb of God may overcome what divides us and may join our voices in proclaiming good news for the poor, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That political and economic leaders may be filled with God's spirit of compassion and lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and violence, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations, let us pray. Hear us, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, You called and gifted Jesus for a ministry of teaching and proclaiming the gospel and curing every disease and illness among the people. You have called and gifted each of us to continue his mission and ministry in a great variety of ways with a wonderful diversity of gifts. When we go astray, help us wake up and change direction so that we may channel our lives and our energies into preparing the way for your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts a passion for justice and a commitment to the poor. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.